657 medium wave radio pulpit coming to you. We trust the Father is doing you well, blessing you so much in a mighty way. My name is Ray. And of course, welcome to it. It's Tuesday Live. And of course, we are together right through up to the hour 8. And of course, on the line, I have Professor Buyiso Ndezi. She's on the line. Greetings to you, Professor.
Greetings to you, my brother. I greet you all in the glorious name of our Lord and Savior, Yahushua HaMashiach. I also greet everyone who's listening. Greetings to our brother Baruch and Sister Mashadi.
Okay, unfortunately, one person that we are close to has just lost their son, so Mashadi had to rush over to go there to Tembisa.
Wow.
And of course. But in Cape Town, we also have Mayahi Barukya Tudaraba for joining us. Thank you so much. Mayahi. How? I can hear you. How are you?
I'm great. Thanks. And yourself, Tudaraba, Mayahi. Shalom to you, to your household, the beautiful listeners of Radio Pulpit, and also to Professor Kobuyiso Ndezi.
Halala. Halala. I hope you are well in the household. Yes, sir. More and more people waking up, isn't it? Mayahi?
Sorry, ma.
More and more people waking up.
I'm telling you, it's awakening. It's the awakening.
We'll see. Oh, we'll see waters in the deserts, man. Waters in the deserts. You'll see. No, welcome. Right. And of course, I trust that everyone is well. Professor Banjaneka, yeah.
Everybody's doing well by God's grace. The kids are fine. The parents are good. Yeah, all is well on our side.
Siyabonga kakhulu magunjalo. And of course, we are together going on and on. It's very, very important, you know, that we look into the matters that, you know, in most instances, no one looks at them. And we have a challenge to look at things in such a way that we bring the truth of the word of the living Father, you know, so that we understand whatever it is that we are talking about. And tonight we are going to be talking about hypocrisy, and I know that this is one of the concepts that has been used in many instances and times. This is part one, which has been used in many instances and time in a manner where it is when you are rebuking someone, but no one really sees hypocrisy as a social ill. And today I'd like us to look into it from that perspective. It's a social ill, which means it's found in families, it's found in communities, it's found in politics, in commerce, it's found in moral regenerations, whatever it is, it's found there, the aspect of hypocrisy. And we're going to look into the word as to the effects of this upon the nation. And looking at the church, of course, amongst us as believers, and how we are supposed to deal with it. The notion and issue of hypocrisy. Are we dealing quite right with it? And if we are not dealing quite right with hypocrisy, what is the problem? That is something we are going to look into, and I trust that as we do so, the Father will just do you good. Now, since we are from another program, I know there have been a lot of talks. I just want to mellow you a bit, just for 2 minutes.
We are here 24 hours a day with the message of hope, faith and love on 657 AM.
Imagine a place where young people can get answers to difficult questions, seek advice on issues that they struggle with, listen to uplifting music, and find relevant and godly content that can help them shape their identity. All this while also having fun in a safe space and environment. Well, the new I Am Youth website is just the place where you can find this and so much more. Go to iamyouth.co.za for an experience that will stay with you for life. I Am Youth. Life explained.
Give your faith wings. Explore life with 657 AM.
Had to do a bit of that, eh? Just had to do a bit of that. And of course, you know, I'm looking forward that such good songs, but we sing also in the right name of the Most High. The right name of the Most High. It would be so beautiful, I tell you. Anyway, it is Tuesday Live, and tonight we are talking about hypocrisy. You know, as to what hypocrisy is even all about. And how hypocrisy continues to affect us even today. As we call ourselves the body of Christ, how hypocrisy has gone on to actually make its way upon our lives. And in making its way upon our lives, how it has gone on to destroy even what we stand for. You know, the inconsistencies that are brought on by hypocrisy is also something that we are going to be looking into. And I trust that as we do so, the Father will just do you good and bless you so much in a mighty way. Right. This is also equivalent to the peril of self-righteousness and deceit. If one looks into that aspect of self-righteousness, you will see the notions of hypocrisy. And today, politicians lie without even a conscience doing anything to them. Social leaders, social commentators lie. In the news, people are driven into a particular thought narrative. It's all hypocrisy. And there are those who would appear as if they stand for the truth, and those who appear as if they preach the truth. But basically, they are having some self-righteousness, self-seeking within them. Those who go about lambasting and calling people all kinds of names, when they themselves are doing far much more worse things in name compared to the people that they lambast at. It's something along those lines. And as we are defining it, we will go into how hypocrisy has become public practice, even in the academic field. You know, you would see also that in the media field, in the media space, there's a lot of it. There's a lot of hypocrisy. But I'm going to look into it as to what it is even all about. And others describe it as a treachery, an evil kiss, a crookedness, a deception of a sort. Others would describe it as such. And it would be good also to look into the word as to what the word says about hypocrisy. What the word says about hypocrisy. I'd like to go to Proverbs chapter 23. When you go to Proverbs chapter 23, there is something that is noted there. Proverbs chapter 23. Verses 7 says something there. It says, "For as he thinks in his heart, so is he. Eat and drink, he says to you, but his heart is not with you." Yeah. "Do not eat the bread of a miser, nor desire his delicacies. For as he thinks in his heart, so is he. Eat and drink, he says to you, but his heart is not with you. A pretense. These are pretenders. This is a miser who says, eat and drink, but in his heart, he basically would want to cut you off from his food. Hypocrisy of a sort. It's amazing. Okay, 26. Let me just rush up to 26 because we are just defining it. In chapter 26, verse 25, it says, when he speaks kindly, do not believe him, for there are seven abominations in his heart. Though, look at verse 26. Though his hatred is covered by deceit, his wickedness will be revealed before the assembly. He covers his wickedness by deceit, his hatred by deceit. Okay, go to verse 24. He who hates disguises it with his lips and lays up deceit within himself. And then 25. When he speaks kindly, do not believe him, for there are seven abominations within his heart. Eish. Pretends, ne? Who pretend? Wanna? Let's go to 7:14, chapter 7, verse 14, of the same book, chapter 7, verse 14, and we are just defining. Chapter 7, verse 14. There's something also there that I'd like us to look into. Of hypocrisy. 7 verse 14 says, I have peace offering within me. Today I have paid my vows. So I came out to meet you diligently to seek your face, and I have found you. Amazing, ne? It's also known as a kiss of deceit. A kiss of deceit. Proverbs 7 verse 14, you also see it there. Okay, let's look at 11 verse 9. When you look at 11 verse 9, it says, The hypocrite with his mouth destroys his neighbor, but through knowledge the righteous will be delivered. The hypocrite with his mouth destroys his neighbor, but through knowledge the righteous will be delivered. Someone who destroys with their mouth in a pretense of building. I'm a picky pick. In a pretense of building, they would always bring out something bad and make it grow and become big. They pretend. Whereas there's just something they need from you. When they get that, they're gone. Ask many girls, they'll tell you. All right. So, I will continue to read these verses. Let me start with you, Professor. We're just defining. What is hypocrisy, according to you?
Thanks again, brother. I greet everyone in the glorious name again. Yeah, hypocrisy is very, very bad because when I looked at it, it's like it's the way of life these days, because you find very few people who are going through life without being hypocrites. So it's a manner of portraying yourself, the person that you are not. And you speak as though you are somebody, and you want people to believe the picture that you are giving them, and you are not that picture. You started speaking about experiencing this in politics, in our country, even in our church. It seems like for one to attain a certain position somehow, there has to be some kind of hypocrisy that must happen. It even goes to a point where it's like people are being taught how to be hypocrites, because they will teach you how to speak so that they can... you can get to a certain position in other ways. So what I'm trying to say here, it seems as if this hypocrisy is becoming the way of life. So we need to be very much aware of what is happening and guard against such, particularly if we are the children of God. because we are busy discussing it right now, I want to read Galatians 6, verse 3, which says, "For if anyone thinks himself to be something when he is nothing, he deceives himself." So this is a definition. When you think you are somebody that you are not, when you think you are greater than others and you are not, when you think you are better or you possess something better than others, these are all the thoughts that make us to be hypocrites. Whereas we need to know that if we are in Christ and in Him, we are bound by one cord, which is the cord of the Messiah and the cord of love. So when we start defining ourselves outside of that definition that God is giving, has given us, we are becoming hypocrites. So you also quoted Proverbs 26, starting from verse 23 to 27. That's where I'm opening right now. It says, "Fervent lips with the wicked heart are like earthenware covered with silver dross." So it's more about deception. It's more about portrayal of a false thing. And at the end of the day, what we speak with our mouth is not who we really are in our hearts. The scriptures have said, as a man is in his heart, so is he. But we have gotten to an experience, to a point where we can speak something with our mouth that we are not, even with our hearts. So that is hypocrisy. You are speaking something that you want people to believe and want people to take you as, and you are not. And Matthew 23, he says in verse 27, "Woe to you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites! For you are like whitewashed tombs, which on the outside look beautiful, but inside they are full of the bones of the dead and of all kinds of filth." So this kind of life and behavior is easily known by looking at the fruit. At the end of the day, when you look at the fruit, then you can see that the tree that bore that particular fruit was not the one that portrayed itself to be as bad. And here the scripture says Pharisees and Sadducees were looked at as a hypocrite because outside, they were looked as people who were glamorous, people who were clean, people who were righteous, whereas inside, they are full of bones that are dead. So these are the things that we see from a life that is portraying hypocrisy. And it is, unfortunately, what we see in our churches, what we see in our communities. It even said when we see it in our churches, because we are easily deceived by the language of hallelujah, amen, glory to God. And most of us, we are easily taken by the language. So hypocrites are covering up their behavior and who they really are by the way they talk, by the way they portray themselves, by the way they carry themselves. But unfortunately, at the end of the day, they end up getting revealed of who they really are. I want to go to Matthew 6 before I come into a pause. Matthew 6 gives us a picture of almost three types of hypocrites. Let me quickly go there. Matthew chapter 6, I'm going to read from verse 7, where it says, "When you pray, you must not be like hypocrites. And it says, when you give also, you must not let your hand know what you are doing. And you need not to stand on the corners that you may be seen that you are praying and you are doing such an act." So these are all the things that we see today that we would like to know. We'd like to be known that we are praying. We'd like to be known that I was on the prayer mountain and I go to the prayer mountain with a camera, with a video, and I'll take that video and then I'll post it on Facebook that people must see that I was praying. I was on a 40-day fast and they could see me praying on the mountain. All of that is against the word of God. It's a behavior of a hypocrite because the Bible says when you pray, you shall not be like them. Instead, you must go and close, shut the door behind you and pray to the Father who is in the secret place. But what we do these days to be seen by people, I remember during the time of COVID, we saw a lot of that. people going to pray on the street, and they will take all the cameras, they will walk around that we are praying for the country, and then everybody must see that we've done that. I'm not saying it's wrong to pray, but we need to do this within the boundaries of the word, because according to what we read from the scripture, we can find different types of hypocrites which get depicted by certain behaviors. The way we pray, the way we offer, when I have come into a place where an offering is needed, then I'll take my 200 rand and then my 300 rand, whatever. I remember I come from such a background. When we have to do the offering, I must lift up my offering. Everybody must see how much I have. Everybody must see how many 50 rands I added together to, you know. So all of these things are things that are not needed if we are the children of God. These are the behaviors of hypocrites. So we see all of these happening all around. I need people to know me as somebody else by certain behaviors, by certain acts, by certain dressing, by certain conducts of which God is not glorified, because our God who sees in the secret will reward us openly. So we don't need to be having these rewards publicly or want the public to give us such rewards if we know that we are doing these things for the Lord. So in short, hypocrisy is to portray yourself as somebody that you are not, is to glorify yourself, for as you know that in what you have dead bones, is to want to be accepted as a certain type of a person that you are not.
I hear you quite well. If you just joined us, we are talking about hypocrisy. We are defining hypocrisy, what it is even all about. Send us your WhatsApps, 082-657-2729. Where do you see hypocrisy amongst us? I mean, umasestweli ipambano labayana. Yes, again, but in you good. Yes, again. Uzobon. Monday. Ha. Zabanga las neka malake. Angas go to freaking janeso shankovi. Actel. It's amazing. But hypocrisy is what it is. Mayachi, what comes to mind?
Thank you and shalom, Achi. Shalom. Once more, first of all, I want to welcome a new listener that's listening to us tonight. Bonolo, welcome.
Welcome, yeah. Bonolo.
Mm. You and Professor Limpisi Mafoko, you've already touched on it. You spoke of falsehood, deceit, probably insincerity as well.
Mm.
We could also look at it as a lip service where one is talking, but the walk is opposite from what they are talking. So when we can look at it from the belief to say probably it may exist in any belief system, and it would often manifest like, let's say, one or an individual profess certain beliefs or values, but they fail to live by them. You know, their actions are quite different. So we could be criticizing something, you know. You can come, why am I moping limona, wabalela batukure, sharp, but then later on, you were speaking them bad. So it's what that is basically. You can try and build up on it to say, then we demonstrate judgment or exclusion over certain things, but we end up so in the belief, then it rises, because as individuals we follow Yahawashai. We have to teach about love, compassion, forgiveness, or you know, or they give the fruits of the spirit, but you find our behavior contradicts those principles altogether. So it is now what we can say it's hypocrisy.
Mm.
Now, in looking at it from falsehood, from deceit, and insincerity, we can remember what happened in the garden.
Yeah.
You know, where the Satan comes to trick a woman, bringing news as if these news are good, bringing news as if these news are beautiful, as if the woman is going to have to reap good rewards. But actually, what he wanted was the fall of man. So look at it when it starts, Barashayat, which is Genesis, the Nahash or the serpent was more craftier than all the lives of the field which Yahweh Elohim had made. And he said to the woman, right? So now we know the story, and he tries to convince a woman. And at the end of it, I'm cutting it short because of time. Number six, and the woman saw that the tree was good for food, that it was pleasant to the eyes, and the tree was desirable to make one wise. And she took of the tree and she ate. And she also gave to her husband and ate. And both of them were, both of their eyes were opened, and they knew that they were naked. So the plan is to steal the esteem, because man had not fallen. And he says, you know what, I have an agenda. But when I enter, I will come with a trick which will lure them to eat this fruit. And they fell into the trap, as he did. So we look also at the scriptures that you spoke of. The one who hates, who pretends, with his lips, he lays up deceit within him. Anything. Mare abana but now they come it's this kind of thing, the kind of hatred that we have amongst each other, instead of us being one, instead of us being truthful to one another, to help one another to grow. But you are not allowed to buy a new car. You are not allowed to get a job. How is it something more to nyabone? Banna lili fufa. You know, so these are the things that we go through as people. When you look at social media, Okraya, I looked at the picture, this person, Baba Ilem Popinyana, and then Baba Mofelete Mo Bodolo Nyabujwana. So I wonder if it's a curse that says
it's a curse,
this person must not Odulale Mobujwale for the rest of their lives. And then nakong we dilo tiri dieta rapela. Rimba tlo ba para uniform ya kereke di loko kereke ke rena re tlhabeletsang go kereke ke rena re ropela nko dimo, you know, and all that. But deep down in our hearts re mapara, like the parasites, the parasites are people that are scattering. So when the world is supposed to build, but bone they are using it as a knife or as something that brings distraction to men. So meaning that when you speak words that are evil, those words, and these are people that when you want to see their plan, also regarding HaMashiach, that they found a couple committing adultery. What is it that they do? They take a woman, they bring the woman, they bring her to HaMashiach, and then more accused them. We found her doing adultery. Where is the man? They both committed adultery, not just the woman. But they are setting a trap, because had he said something, they would have said, You are not who you say you are. You know, you bring falsehood and all that.
Mm.
So they set traps. They don't want to see us succeed. So they speak of, the words that they speak are a word of a curse unto us. So may Abba Yahweh help us and deliver us from these spirits, because as Professor spoke, many of us, we fall into these traps unaware.
Mm.
You know, and I will also share of something when I come back second round,
okay,
of my experience as well, of what I did, how I became a hypocrite as well. Halala.
Halala. We trust the Father is doing you well, blessing you so much in a mighty way. We are talking about hypocrisy, what it is even all about. You can give us a shout, talk to us there, 012-334-1322. We are just defining it and describing it. We will go on so that we'll be able to describe a nation that is riddled with the notion of hypocrisy, the church or churches or believers or bodies of believers that are riddled with the scourge of hypocrisy. We will be touching on that. And also, what's the way out with regards to that? Not just talking about it, but also bringing up solutions as to how we get out of that. Send us a WhatsApp, 082-657-2729. Otherwise, you can give us a shout, talk to us directly there, 012-334-1322. What is hypocrisy? What it is even all about? Check it out. I'm looking at Isaiah chapter 58, verse 2. Professor, it says, "Yet they seek me daily and delight to know my ways, as a nation that did righteousness and did not forsake the ordinance of their Elohim. They ask of me the ordinances of justice. They take delight in approaching Yahuwah. They have this, it's an outward show of righteousness, but has no inner bearing." What's your take?
Yeah, that's what it is. It's an outward show of what we are not.
Mm.
And we want to gain from that, because if you look at it closely, and nobody will want to do this act and want to be known like that if he is not going to gain anything from it.
Mm.
So in other words, there is firstly a self-gain. There is more of a self-love, which is not ungodly, wanting things for yourself that are not going to glorify God. So it is more about desiring your own will, your own things, outside of the will of God. So that's what the hypocrisy is all about. And I'm also realizing that hypocrisy is equivalent to lies. So hypocrisy is just lies, because you cannot be a hypocrite without you having embraced lies.
Mm.
So in other words, you have made lies a part of who you are, and you have bowed to a father of lies, according to John 8:44. So in other words, all hypocrites have the same God, the same source, whom at that point, if not all the time, they are listening to, or they have obeyed and bowed to. And if you would claim that you would love God in that state, whereas you know that you are having other things that you are doing, you are a liar. So in other words, if I can be a liar, I'm automatically a hypocrite, because I have portrayed a certain kind of a life, and I have been benefiting from this life, because it's a ticket that I have used to allow or to buy myself a certain life, or to buy certain favors from other people. And these are the things that we see happening now and then.
Mm.
But I want to read quickly in the book of James. James is talking to us about us not doing the word. James 1 verse 22 and 23, it says, "Do not merely listen to the word and so deceive yourself.
Mm.
Do what it says. Anyone who listens to the word but does not do what it says is like someone who looks at his face in a mirror." So in other words, we think we have someone who's a believer because we are all listening to the same word and we are all confessing this word. But when we leave that place, we are doing something totally different. So We can even describe hypocrisy as someone who will listen but not do. It means now it has an element of disobedience. Mm. It has an element of wanting to fulfill your own desire and your own will, because you are not being changed by the word. The word is just spoken, but it does not have any impact and effect in you. So that's what you can also define as hypocrisy. Mm. And if I also want to receive praises from people, whereas I know that I'm not that kind of a person, I want people to applaud me for what I'm not and for who I'm not. That is hypocrisy. And Jesus speaks this very nicely in Matthew 6, verse 16 to 18, when he speaks about our fasting, that when we fast, we need people to know. And hence, we make these announcements. I think I'm going back to what I've said earlier on. We'll make these announcements. We will show ourselves up in that stage where we are looking somber, we are looking hungry, we are looking serious, we are looking as though we are more godly in that godly manner. And this is all the things that God is not approving. Let me read so that we can continue with the discussion. Matthew 6, 16 to 18. When you fast, do not look somber as the hypocrites do, for they disfigure their faces to show others they are fasting. Truly I tell you, they have received their reward in full. But when you fast, put oil on your head and wash your face, so that it will not be obvious to others that you are fasting, but only to your Father who is unseen, and your Father who sees what is done in secret will reward you. It goes back to what we said earlier on, that hypocrisy is about personal rewards. I need to get a certain reward. You need to get some gratification from other people, even when it means you need to portray yourself as this person. They must know that I'm a prayer warrior. They must know that I'm anointed. They must know this, this, and that. And the Bible tells us if you would be in that state, you have already received your reward. Don't expect anything from the Lord. So if your attitude and the reason why you do things is so that people will say things to you, you must know that you don't have to expect anything from the Father, because the reward is already given to you.
Yeah.
But we must do what we do in secret that the Father will see. So when we do our things to be approved of by the Father, then we live a life that the Lord desires and the Lord approves of such a life. So as I said earlier on, Brother Ray, hypocrisy has become a ticket for people, has become a key for them to access other things that they would want to have in life, that they want to benefit from. And they've used that to gain riches, to gain wealth. They will speak nicely. They will speak what other people want to hear. It means it has a lot of snake behavior, because I will need to know what you want to hear. So once I find my ways of knowing what you want to hear, then I come back and give you what you want to hear. So, you know, it ends up becoming a chain reaction of many behaviors that are not approved by God. And when I come in your presence telling you what you want to hear, you don't know what means did I find that information from, because I wanted to satisfy your criteria. I wanted to please you. At the end of the day, I am approved as that person, whereas I am not. And that is all hypocrisy and lies. And as I said, lies and hypocrisy, they are cousins that you cannot separate.
All right. We are taking your calls. Can give us a shout. Talk to us directly there. 012-334-1322. Let's hear what you say about the very notion of hypocrisy. We are still defining hypocrisy, you know, as to what it is all about. And you can send us a WhatsApp. It's 082-657-2729. That's 082-657-2729.
Radio Pulpit, 657 AM. Your daily companion through thick and thin. Download our mobile app or visit radiopulpit.co.za.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729. And our care center will gladly contact you to to pray for you.
The search continues for top quality South African Christian music. If you are a new artist or releasing a new CD, then send it to Radio Pulpit. For more information, please visit the Radio Pulpit website. That's www.radiopulpit.co.za. Or phone us during office hours, 012-334-1200. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
Matlafala moyeng ka go thieletsa lenano la rena la hlala nathi la bobedi le la botlhano ka iri ya robedi thapama thieletsa baruti ka mehuta huta ge baruta lentsu la modimo go tiisetsa tshepo pelonyagago thieletsa Radio Pulpit mo go 657 AM go agega moyeng.
All right, let me bring this to you, Maya. Hypocrisy is also found in that notion, even though people are not putting it straight across, the holier than thou syndrome. And in it, Isaiah chapter 65, verses 5, makes mention of that. Who say, keep yourself, do not come near me, for I am holier than you. These are smoke in my nostrils, a fire that burns all day. The Father sees that as an abomination. There's this aspect of ranks in and amongst believers. You know, those who call themselves generals, doctors, doctor, prophets, doctor, apostles. There are ranks, man. They put those things there for a reason. And they are saying, I am holier, you know. Yet others, basically, to the misuse and demise of conceptions, the holier-than-thou syndrome seem to be prevalent. And that's a form of deception. Our church is better than yours. Mayachi?
Hey, I think to that. Absolutely, Ahi. These are the things that we see, the holier-than-thou. You will find them. Ibi le har chandra roba bona chandra tumi di appointment terinti chale. You know, we can't have a relationship yamutu an ordinary person numuruti. You know, it has to be first justified and you know. But they say they are servants. You know, to be a servant, it means you are there to serve. But then, how to only serve it? Then, how to qualify? Because I'm not at the level. I'm poor, you know, and all those, you know, I'm categorized as something else. When we get to belief, even we fall into a trap of saying, we will carry the stake. The stake is the cross. We are ready to follow him, right? That is the Messiah. So, which means, but it is a lonely road. It is a harsh road looking at who he was and how he got to be treated. And now when these things happen to us, we don't want to tolerate them. We don't want the will of the Father to say, if it's your will, so be it. And that is where we start now to run away. You know, to show that we have the deceit. We are not genuine. We are like this para who are a cup that is out on that is clean on the outside, but in the inside, we are different. In churches, we would get but who would fake miracles, bring people that wheelchair, baskets, everything and all that. And then in order to bring, to lure people to come to their churches, you know, and that is how they rip people off. So they pretend to be something that they are not. And then when you're thinking that, these miracles are true. I remember one day I took Ntato Mungwa Sefofu, genuinely, because I'm somewhere, I'm starting to see these false prophet miracles for the very first time. I'm like, wow, sure, you know? And then they just end up about it, right? After 6 morning, I believe kuri you will see. Can think it's about to more trouble. Right. So now Basimil Lamata Kam because Nano can share the force originally and not fake. And now if you are able to do this, you have these powers and all that, exercise this. You know, and now when I believe, not in the ordinary kilo test, I thought these things were true. You know, yes. So that's who we will become. So about me now, about a week, about 2 weeks ago, actually, like I come here, I share about the word, we share the scriptures and all that. And my car had a problem. And I go and buy a part. And I get there now this guy said, okay, no, I can go check out. So I said, go and let's negotiate the price, man. We'll take a discount in front of everybody. You know, is that your best price? No, this is my best price, shop. So I said, he says, well, let me come and see the part. And okay, fine. He comes to the car. But can they open the part in Mopogutung? I get away.
Yeah, man.
And now, Pakistan configure man, be reasonable ka price come. Now I'm unaware. The guy who said, do you have cash? So the transaction happened on the outside. So I bought a stolen part because of desperation energy moyo. So I've become a hypocrite because I can come here and share the word and say, hey, you know, this is not what we should do, but can now only, when nobody sees me,
yes,
I do the necessity to learn what to learn. You know, and later on, it's like, yo, you know what I did was actually so wrong, and the other one did me, you know, and it is at our weakest moment, when Hashatan creeps in, and then Hafole, we praying, and somebody says, no, Mare, Honale, somebody And we forget who Abayahawa is, that who our healer is, that even this Inyanga does not know the color of healing, does not know the shape of healing. And we're taking this person from the one who knows the shape of healing. Because Rebata Dilodiete, Katsila Yaruna, not Katato Ya Alahim. And then we end up a Rifaya, Risa Mutuoli Kamuli. You know? So it's how we happen to fall into the trap of this deceit that we're speaking this, but our action gets to be the opposite.
Yeah, I get you, my Ahi. We're taking your calls. You can give us a shout. Talk to us directly. There's 012-334-1322. You can also send us a WhatsApp. Tell us, what do you feel about this? What is hypocrisy? What is hypocrisy even all about?
We are here 24 hours a day with the message of hope, faith, and love on 657 AM.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729. And our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
Do you read the Word for Today daily devotionals? We wish to ensure that your copy reaches you on time. You can now receive the booklet directly at an address of your choice or via email if you prefer. It's easy. Visit radiopulpit.co.za, select your choice, and update your details. Or SMS the word devotional to 37871. You will receive a reply SMS with the options. Alternatively, contact client services on 012-334-1257. Standard rates apply.
You and 657 AM and Life, a winning team on the road to eternity.